Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. And you can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, neurooptimal neurofeedback, and all the other great things that are happening there. So last week I was talking a lot about thinking, and this is a bit of a continuation about that. But we're really looking at it in terms of being responsible for the way we think. And Deepak Chopra said, responsibility is the ability to respond. And I don't think that I ever thought of it that way until I read that quote by Deepak Chopra. So once we've gotten better at catching ourselves thinking while we practice meditation, this knot of underlying feelings or emotions can actually start to unravel. And that's where people start to get shaky and not really want to continue with their practice. It doesn't always happen, so don't let it scare you. And more often than not, I've experienced it more as a gentle tug. Sometimes a flow of tears, not really, no fits of rage, no big breakdowns, sometimes a little irritability, maybe even a mild nervousness, or some people even experience anxiety. But when you can separate the thinking from the feeling, you realize that they're all impermanent when you can give them just breath and space. And this is where this idea of responsibility or our ability to respond really comes in. When you can begin to relate to your emotions as pure sensation, then they have the same ebb and flow as your thinking does. The key is to stay with them by simply breathing and not getting caught up in thinking about what they mean. I've learned from meditating that emotions in their simplest form are energy. And it's why I imagine that they're called feelings, because you can feel the energy of an emotion in your body. Thoughts are a completely separate experience. They're a set of ideas, judgments, and fears about the feelings. But we use our thinking to define and limit ourselves. And as I continue to practice meditation, I become more able to separate my feelings from my thoughts. And I'm able to sit still with whatever's happening in this moment and even gain a greater perspective, develop patience, and maybe most importantly, a sense of self-acceptance. During the greatest challenges in my life, meditation allowed me a place to feel my feelings and let go of all this thinking and this incessant judgment and analysis that went along with it. And as that happened, those feelings began to lose their grip on me. I was able to be with the emotional qualities as an experience, more to observe, allow, and eventually even let go of. And as time passed and I continued to practice, the quality of my life changed so dramatically. I became happier, calmer, and sort of softer from the inside out. I was much more aware of thoughts and behaviors that were keeping me stuck, and I could catch myself both in meditation, but also, and even more importantly for me, in my ordinary daily life. So when we're working with emotions, we run into this place where our thinking mind wants to step up and explain it all away with this good story, or it's a distraction of the actual visceral experience of feelings. Again, we use labeling first to identify the feeling. And if we have an experience, for example, that feels like sadness, we would say to ourselves on the inhale, "This is sadness." And on the exhale, "I can be with this." To remind ourselves that the feeling is just that, and we can stay with it. It also gives the mind a place to think about, a place to hold on to, just by labeling the breath. And then there's no storyline to follow it. Then we can allow the breath to penetrate the place in the body that the feeling is actually experienced. Perhaps you can feel the sadness in your chest or your stomach or your jaw. And you can imagine it filling with the breath on the inhale and then really dissolving on the exhale. You can take as many breaths into these feelings as you like. There's no time limit allowed for an emotion. And you just offer each experience an inhale, an exhale, and this acknowledgement of what is with equal care and attention. This is really the heart and soul of this practice, because we're finally allowing ourselves just to be with our feelings in a way that has no room for judgment or analysis. It's just a sort of resting place. And as we do, we notice that the emotion itself is more abstract and fleeting than we actually thought it was. I liken it to holding a baby when they're crying. We don't always know why they're crying beyond hunger or dirty diapers or they're tired or something. But in general, if we're willing to just hold the baby, eventually it stops fussing and crying. And meditation with our feelings, it's just like that. It's holding those feelings with gentleness, not trying to fix it or change it or stop it. Just let it run its course. Now, it takes patience. And it takes a little bit of courage. But honestly, those are two of my favorite side effects of meditation. So the practice is simple. We go back to all of the basics that we've been practicing together. So go ahead and get yourself in a comfortable position, and we're going to begin our practice. You might want to have your back supported. If you're sitting in a chair or a sofa, you can have your feet on the floor. Otherwise, if you're sitting cross-legged, you want to sit up on some cushions and make sure your hips are higher than your knees so your back doesn't get sore and tired. Let your hands rest gently in your lap, palms up, your left hand on top of your right hand. And you can even let your thumbs touch in this position. It's called Zen Mudra. Really helps your mind get quiet. And begin with three cleansing breaths. Inhaling very slowly through the nose and blowing out through the mouth, nice and slow, controlling it. And again, inhaling deeply, exhaling slowly, blowing through the mouth. You should feel yourself slowing down. You can use this breath anytime. Anytime you feel any tension, any emotions coming up, just breathe a little deeper. Really connect with your breath. And now we're going to move to nostril breathing, just noticing the temperature of the air and how different it is from the warm, moist breath that comes out of your body on the exhale. And turn your mind to labeling the breath by saying silently to yourself, inhale as you breathe in, exhale as you breathe out, really inviting the mind in to the present moment, into this resting place, and giving it a task of labeling. Just repeating this a few times helps you get centered. And again, you can do this anytime, anywhere. It doesn't have to be just for your meditation practice. And now we're going to move the mind and the breath into the body scan, moving down into the feet, filling and emptying with each breath, putting your mind into each spot on the body as we track it, and even labeling the body parts if you wish, if you have a busy mind today. Ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs. It's just a fluid movement going up the legs and into the hips, into the low back and belly, and softening the belly from the inside out. ribs and the sides of the body, chest and the armpits. Widen your collarbones, drop your shoulders, feel the weight of your hands. Jaw softening and the eyes roll down, releasing the mask of the face and feeling the crown of the head extending to the sky. Fully embodied practice. Anytime you need to anchor into the present moment, you can use a body part and just label it. Notice if there's any thinking going on, which there usually is, and allow it to recede into the background where it only gets about 10% of your attention and you're able to just label it up. There's that thinking again. And coming back into your body and labeling your inhales and your exhales. Keeping this practice nice and simple. And if you notice any emotional quality that you're experiencing, just label it. Give it one name. Maybe it's joy. Maybe it's calm. And on the inhale, you would say to yourself, this is joy. And on the exhale, I can be with this. Learning how to stay no matter what. And then when that passes, just let yourself be. Just notice how you're feeling, what you hear, and anytime you get distracted by thinking or emotions, you use labeling and breath to stay in the middle ground. I'll check back in with you in just a few minutes. Notice how your body's feeling in this moment and soften the belly and the jaw. Notice if there's any feelings that you're present to and where they sit in your body. If you feel nervousness or agitation, notice what part of the body you feel it in and breathe deeply there, labeling the agitation and letting it go on the exhale. Using labels and the body awareness is a way to recenter. You don't have to hold on to this place tightly. Let it ebb and flow. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Today we're working with emotions by labeling, staying present, and following our breath. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling and your state of mind. Notice any emotional qualities that you're present to. And take a deep inhale as if it's an embrace. And a long, slow exhale, allowing it to dissolve into the space around you, letting go, letting life flow. And bring your breath into the base of your spine and inhale up your back until it reaches the roof of your mouth. And then exhale down the front of your body until it returns to the belly, making a circle of breath on your spinal cord where your nervous system resides. Reminding yourself that this is the place that you hold peace, acceptance, allowance, non-judgment. This is where life flows. And as we train ourselves to stay connected or to know how to reconnect with it, we have a place we can always return to in the chaos of life. And it's within each of us to be able to do that. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information or call 949-415-6718. This is Lori, and I thank you for listening, and I'm wishing you peace along your way.